One thing that I was wondering, is there standard control that you use to connect the different things, like you're in a topic and it goes and highlights the topic in the text or whatever? Is there a particular type of control that, like, is there one of these NXT net controls?
I think there is, just because the topic box and all this is based on what's it called, night text area or something,
okay.
In text area, I don't know what it is. it has some sort of hierarchy stuff there, so you should probably look at the I'm not sure if it's inbuilt there, to be honest.
You don't have to build any new windows to do that sort of thing, like other topics or. Well, we're going to do one for speaker, I guess. When we talk about speaker characterization, how are we accessing the list of speakers?
That, I want to talk about that actually. The speaker data processing is fine, but I would like to, if you want to do the GUI for it.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
If you want to do that,
yeah, I was thinking of.
Then tell me how you want the data presented. Because so we study, we've got, because at the moment I've created two classes. One represents speakers, one represents the meetings, and the information about both is contained within each object. So, and then it writes objects, and the objects contain all the information about the meetings and speakers. So the speakers that are at the meetings and the amount they speak, and then the averages are contained with the speakers. So it's two separate classes. And they're two different objects, and you can recall, they can write to the objects, and then you call the objects back, and they have, those returned objects have all the information that they need, and then you can call methods to return whatever you want.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
Or everything, okay. But that's why I wanted to know how, what's the easiest way to have data.
So, have you already calculated all those data, or what? Are you supposed to?
Yeah,
that's
basically all calculated, okay. Really. And all stored as objects, so dot object files.
Alright.
Which means you just call the null instruction, call the load, and you call it that, and you can create this a little more effective to the world. And then we'll just call them one at a time to pop that window. But that's what I wanted to know, what format do you want the data to come back in? Because it can come back as almost anything.
Yeah.
Well, when he was talking about have an architecture that things are going to plug into,
yeah.
I mean, so that things are all modular, I mean, it would be a good idea to use that same idea for anything else we do, all else we do.
Yeah.
Even the searches or whatever. Just,
yeah, can
any
you?
Any sort of thing, I mean, search results, if they're all included, a thing with the name, certain properties or list of properties, like,
yeah. So I can have it so that it returns you a. Because at the moment, the main data structures are hash tables for the meetings that say, it's got one that says percent, it's called percent talk, one is percent noise, and one is percent participation. Do you see what I mean? So, and then it's got inside, it's got a link, it's got the speaker's name, and then it's got their percentage for that thing.
Oh, yeah.
So it can either come back as a, you can have the hash table, or you can have it returned as a vector, and it will say noise, just a stream of noise. Vector saying, or the same vector that's called, I don't know, whatever. You can either have an embedded vector or array of strings, and each one represents one person or whatever. what the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay.
I mean,
just a matter of deciding what would be easiest.
Yeah, yeah.
All the way around.
So, whenever we open a window for one speaker.
Yeah. So that's the key. How do we? Shall I put that right there? If it's in that format, speaker. The speaker is the controlling thing, not. Yeah. So all of this, all that's calculated as well, so the speaker inputs.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's easy. So I'm quite amusing actually, the influences. I lived in Germany for 6 months, don't know about having an effect, I spent too much time talking to Brits. So then all that's calculated as well. All I have to do is get the dialing decks and everything. then does this, how is this box populated? Is it populated by the one present or the one highlighted?
The one present.
The one present.
Well, then we could do, we could do the one highlighted, I suppose.
Because at the moment I'm using, there are methods that say, the flow using for other talk to task present, it says like get talk time, and you text a name, so that that would call that, call the meetings method that's a return that, and then populate that, which would be an easy meeting. And the same for that.
I mean, that would be implementing what he said, that you want to see per topic, you want to see which one spoken most, something like that. So you could zap through these topics.
Meetings, sorry. Yeah.
And it would come up with how much they spoke, and you could pick the one that.
Yeah, that would be easy as well, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. So I'll just leave in lots of methods that just return one number at a time.
Yeah.
That would be the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
So, learning things like just return talking time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So each time you're going straight to the XML files for the information? Or
no, it's stored as an object file. It presses a whole lot offline.
Okay.
As an object.
Okay.
And then they're much, much smaller. They're only level 1, one UK.
So that's all just pre-processed?
Yeah, it's all pre-processed. And then it's just each one of the objects got a return back to the same method. You have to recreate the object. It's called a load method.
Okay.
So what you do is you call a null constructor. Because if you call the proper constructor for each meeting, it goes off and does all the processing and stores the
load.
Right. And then if you call the null constructor, then you can call load, and you can call load on level 1 or all of them or anything like that.
Is it for the entire corpus, or is it just like individual ones, like one object for
one object for each meeting?
Oh, each meeting.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah.
I wonder if that would be useful for some of the other stuff.
Yeah. It just tells you who participated at the moment. It tells you who participated and the amount they participated in percentages and the time as well.
Can you put in what topic was taken as well?
Yeah.
I can use that for the.
Yeah, that would cause a problem with anything that wasn't under the topics.
That wasn't all.
Or just return it all, or
no topics specified. Yeah, default. Yeah, there are some default buttons actually. Yeah, that'd be great.
Because that command, if you right click on the topic window on the bottom of the topics, you have the option of popping open a window which gives you a list of all the meetings containing that topic.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, right, yeah, that would be a problem. And then you can do a search over the meetings, over the objects. Because that's the thing, these are so small, they can load all of the whole lot and do a search over the whole lot to find who participated in what, no problem, or what topics were in what.
Okay.
So it doesn't crash the thing.
So how would you calculate that? Would you do the summarization as you populate it?
What?
The
global statistics comes out of that, don't they? Because they're just for the meeting.
So that was all stored.
The speaker class knows about all of that stuff.
Oh, right. Okay.
And the meeting class knows about that stuff.
Sounds good. So have you done these yet?
No, I've had it.
Just got to decide what the.
Probably won't, yeah. I thought the other stuff was more important anyway,
yeah.
So I did that first.
So it's all usable now, can I do the time?
No, design the GUI first, because the problem is if you change the classes, the object serial number is changing, you can't reload the object, so all the processing has to be done over again, and I haven't quite finished it yet, so it would become out of sync, and get a bit fun. If I gave you one, if I gave you it now and you worked on it, and then I changed it and done the thing again, you wouldn't ever be able to load the object back up.
Oh,
okay. And then you'd have multiple copies of objects where it goes in a bit.
Well, let me know when it's sort of usable.
But if you want to make a picture, you can do that without anything.
What do you mean a picture?
Just
but it's not
going to
take
great.
That
doesn't take great. Yeah. Well, I won't take that. But only I'll need to have done all of this stuff for you first. Because otherwise I'll just make it the same.
So where is that stored in there?
That is on my home directory.
On your home directory, not there?
No,
okay.
Well, it's finished up at the beginning of the week.
Okay.
just have to make one change to your file, just to load this one instead of the default.
Alright.
So that's 2 months ago.
Yeah. What are you wanting to write that in directly, or what do you want to do on that?
What do you mean?
If you want to change my code.
Oh yeah, just the one thing that's like the action for
you,
loading
yeah,
up the search. Yeah.
Do you want to change that the original embedded file in, or?
Yeah. Well, your version.
Have you done that now, or?
No, I did in my directory.
Okay, so not the actual one, but a copy of it.
I have a copy, yes.
Okay.
But I will, yeah, I'm just going to update that. It just makes sense that.
Well, just tell me when, because I usually work on my own copy.
Right, yeah.
For the day, and then update it without checking if the one that's shared.
Yeah, I haven't made any changes to it.
Okay.
So I'll just make that one much more.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, yeah, like I said, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I mean, you can play. There's not much to do. Have to get better results.
So is that what you're working on now, then, to
yeah.
present results now?
Yeah, and just to wiring the topics and around some of it.
You mean the highlighting stuff?
Well, also, yeah, like that as well. So, yeah. So I just want to find out what kind of objects that we were that, for the other ones. So we go in there. So,
yeah.
But,
actually, for any text area, whatever it is, they define some handy highlights on that. So you've got different highlights. You've got just look at the what they wrote about it. They've got like user highlights, selection highlights, time highlights, something else. So you can quite easily, if your text area is called area, you just do area dot set highlights or something, yeah, something like that. That's the way I did it to highlight, to cross highlight to a topic and transfer.
Okay, sounds good. So there's a few more things to do with that, and then once Brunel gets the index, then that's going to kind of fall. I'm just wondering if you had to, well, the way you're doing, I was going to ask if the way you were doing it, you were loading like a new corpus each time for each meaning, but you're doing the object, so whatever you do. Just, because if we do have, like, if the inverted search says that there's, you know, 10 documents, so we're going to have to load each of these 10 corpora just to do the individual next few search.
That way, that's a crashing time, that you'll be having one crashing time.
Yeah, I think probably. Yeah.
It's a bit dumb if you can fool it. If you load up 10 different sleep engines simultaneously, it can do that fine.
Are you serious?
But it can't do them. Can't do them if it picks any one, because then it's about the amount that each. You have to kind of call a new class and then it will do it fine, but if you don't.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
he says, okay, oh yeah, I've got all my space, you can do yourself. Otherwise, he goes, oh no.
Does it talk to you now?
It's a nice machine.
Spent too much time talking. Alright, well, I've been doing some random pop-up windows for the speaker characterization, which is good, so I can fill that in now.
Okay.
The windows are all there now, after lots of filling.
Oh, they've done it.
Well, you know, just the pop-up.
No pop-up.
It's different, yeah. Because it basically has to set up like whatever 10 pop-up windows in memory, as in already initialize them, because there might be 10 speakers that all have to have different windows. And I'm working on when you click on a topic to see a list of the topics of the meetings that topic is mentioning. And I have a question about the. Said we wanted a start screen. What kind of start screen do we want? I mean, do we want some general blurb about welcome to the browser or something?
More like it's the browser. some speech and some music.
It doesn't take too long. We have to, yeah, while we're debugging. or something that just sort of guides them to the most obvious things.
Yeah. So do we want, yeah, maybe we could write on like the, whatever it's called, the top of the window saying, welcome to YouTube browser.
Yeah.
Or a switchboard that comes up, it's just a blank form like that with some buttons in.
Yeah.
Loading a meeting, loading a service, loading something else.
Yeah.
With some achievement.
Yeah, how? I mean, at the moment the way it is, it's a drop down menu, as you see.
Yeah.
With all the, and that, because it's the dialogue class that you use there.
I was just gonna ask if we should assume that they'll wanna load a meeting first, but not necessarily, I guess if they're doing a search on the entire.
Yeah, I mean, I think they should have two options, either load up a meeting that they choose, or do a search.
Yeah.
And for that, when you've got the results, you click on something and that.
It's cheaper than FT says, need you to have a meeting ready before they start doing any search.
Oh.
Well, we can.
Did you?
Put that, you can, yeah.
Oh.
Can't, the only thing is search is a night object model, the only time you get one of those is you load an observation.
Probably even, but shouldn't be too hard to put our check in there, and if it hasn't loaded, then of course you tell me.
Yeah, which we, it doesn't, that we could, you could use the inverted file search to return a list of meetings and then use one of those to load a search.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't.
Can you not get this nom object?
It has to be an observation, and even if you go, you can go and search the whole corpus from that, but you have to have, it has to start with something for some bizarre reason. The engine, there's only one, there's only one search method to the search engine. The engine class only has.
I suppose we wouldn't wanna use, we wouldn't wanna use XD at the beginning anyway, because we don't wanna search locally, we wanna search locally. So
mostly
not
with meeting.
Well, no, then they would open the meeting first, right?
Yeah.
So let's say they have two options, either pick one meeting or search globally to find a meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, or, well, the things that may just be looking for a word, and, you know, if it shows up 10 different meetings, then at that point they'll probably wanna, like, do we want to, like, if it does by default goes with the first one and they want number five, like, if anyone's gonna be targeting them and come through.
Then why would we want default, I mean, just.
Well, not like to load, like, the thing is, I think, like, when it loads up, it'll load up the transcript window and whatever, right now, I think just the topic one. Although the time is probably more caused by loading the actual data, so I'm just thinking if it's kind of, like you're saying, we have to have a nom object, right? When we do a search at all.
Yeah, but local search.
Yeah.
We can do local search, right?
We can load a nom and doesn't.
Yeah, but the, okay, the global one feeds into the local.
Yeah,
so if we're getting any
the
useful data, it's going to be doing a search on each of those files. So it's going to be loading up each of those one every time to get the data.
But yeah, the global inverted file search gives the nom object, basically, to the local search, right?
Yeah. But it could be time consuming, like if there are 10 documents that.
Well, yeah, but that's always going to be the case of search.
Mm. I think it's one at a time, you know, because otherwise you crush it.
Yeah, well, just thinking of somebody who could, you know, trash the results and still find out that things will be easier. But the thing is, I mean, if we've got that, then it's going to be needing really to load the entire corpus for that meeting. If it's trying to show us where those were, if it's trying to highlight those in the text, transcript, or whatever, and we're going to have to have all that indicated in there. So each time we have a search window, we have like, you know, 10 different meetings, you know, the word wireless comes up, go to meeting one, and has to reload the nom object.
Yeah, it's
like
not too slow,
though,
I think.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
Okay.
I don't think that would be a
change. It always
seems
to be slow, loading up the first
one,
at least. Like, that's all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just sort of loading up, tested, dressing up, and shut down, loading up.
Yeah.
So just sort of based on that, isn't it? But if it doesn't take that long, it's fine, actually. Alright.
I mean, you know, the option is to do a search in the way that if you do a global search, the first step only return the meetings, as in not even the meetings, but the name of the meetings.
Yeah.
So, you know, say you want to search for the word language, then it gives you as a result all the meetings that contain the word language. And then you can decide, well, I want to search on this and this and this meeting, or only on this meeting. Or
yeah, make it strings, for example. And then only return things when they actually, when it needs to, has to search.
That makes sense. And that way, if they know specifically which meeting it is,
yeah.
I'll search it down. Because I'm sure they don't want to have the extra loading time either, if they can avoid it. So
Definitely,
yeah, or they can check mark if it's the ones that aren't checked.
Did we think about better names for the meetings?
Well, I think if they were in the text, we can probably do that ourselves and just sort of DDD, you know, just do.
There is yeah,
string.
In one of the papers they have names such as
Do they present those?
Yeah. Like the working
Even
group that is part of
one
it.
of those.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's
I probably
just
just
even better understanding or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's a working group.
Okay.
I wanna see the meetings that I've made better understanding.
Yeah.
So that's accurate.
So I'll put that in already to
Okay, that's good, that's good.
So yeah, again, concretely to the startup whatever it is, window.
So who would have the IDFs for me, the DFs? Document frequencies from each one.
Well,
do you actually need the frequencies?
Yeah, to do what Steve's talking about, I mean.
Yeah.
To do the topic.
Oh, right, that part, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, how is that? I mean, do you think you'd have time for that as well?
Well, the thing is, if it's being done.
If somebody's done the keywords or the IDFs or the DFs already, we'd be able to work with that.
Because the class you're trying to get to work on Friday, they did have all that and it was sort of built in and just had some trouble getting running properly. But it had sort of all that standard sort of stuff, but last I heard it wasn't working. So she was going to look at, you know, more straightforward sort of thing that really just fulfills what we needed to do, but if we need the, if we do need the frequencies.
How do you do an inverse file search without the CF only?
I don't know.
Think it
would have been like a risk.
The amount that they occur over certain documents, basically. The amount the.
What's it stand for?
DF is the document frequencies, the amount that each word occurs. What is it? Term frequencies, the amount that it occurs. One of them is the amount that occurs in each document, and the other one is the amount that occurs generally. So,
okay.
The more it occurs in specific documents compared to its general score, the better, more informative it is about.
So, the general score would that be for the whole language or for
the whole
language?
The whole corpus of the corpus, good data. Plus a stop list, so you remove stuff that doesn't and then there, which is going to have a basically equal score.
So, what would the, if we had these fake topics, what would they look like?
A bunch of keywords. Yeah, probably the easiest.
Just a list of like keywords or something.
Keywords, proof traffic.
What's the I in TF-IDF?
Inverse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, turn through this inverse document. I did do it once, I do have a Java class that does it for something, I don't know whether it all works.
Because
right.
That would be really handy then, you can actually test it on the user, as opposed to just doing it and not using it. Because if you just have the segmentation, that's great, but we can't compare it to the hand annotated, you know, hand segmented at all.
But also, keywords give you a whole new type of search. You know, the keyword search, but you can do keyword search could be topic search, can it? Could be the same thing. Instead of we would just search for keywords when they kind of make the projection of topics, but actually get such keywords for each piece of work.
Yeah,
that would
work really nice.
I suppose even calculating the what's his face, of course, not really too much. The easy bit is that's probably easier to calculate them based upon in their whole occurrences in the corpus than it is to calculate them per topic because you don't have to integrate as much.
Yeah, definitely.
Information. No, you can do search without TF-IDF, you just can't rank the search.
Yeah,
well,
that's what I'm
thinking too. Do we need to? I mean, we're just presenting for you stuff, I guess.
No. Isn't that what the idea was in the first place? Rank the results. So that.
It's sort of, but then the main idea was more like to speed it up, speed the search up, because NXT, the whole of the corpus was just not feeding.
Yeah, but that might slow down. Ranking might slow down.
No, but the general inverted file.
Yeah,
oh,
it still uses an inverted file, but it ranks the results by the amount.
That would just
file.
Be nice extra.
Yeah, I thought that was part of it, but yeah, okay, that's not really.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
I don't think we have that in the document.
True.
No, we didn't.
True. So what? It's only interim.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But yeah, I guess if you that if that's not part of it, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you have time.
Yeah, nice
Cause I'm
time.
only gonna do this
I mean,
for quite
those.
time anyway, so.
Because I mean then it would give you like if you search for a word, it would give you the meetings but also how often that word occurred in that meeting, that would be so useful.
It just give you a rank, it would. That
Yeah,
was the whole point.
exactly.
Well, actually, because the thing is, I mean,
This is your top one, this is your bottom.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we're just looking for when it happens in a meeting, if they're looking for a particular term or something, they just wanna know if that term exists there and where does it exist and I wanna see it.
Yeah,
Yeah, but it
yeah.
would
So
be
but
useful if you
how informative that TFIDF is an informative score, isn't
Yeah,
it?
if you have if you search for language and you return like, you know, basically all of the meetings, you wanna see where they actually spoke about it, where they just mentioned it once.
If it's like a two-word term, does the TFIDF
Depends how you treat the compound noun.
It's not a compound noun, it's just two words together.
Bulagua.
In I don't know, I don't know. Just something like
Language
Edinburgh University. Yeah.
That's a compound
Well,
it's Edinburgh
or
and
sunny
language.
days.
Sunny day, yeah. Like an
Okay.
adjective, yeah. In its most simple form, it would do a separate rank for each one, each term. You could make it more complicated and make it
Let's
different.
not make it more
But
And then add those up or
Because the thing is
combine
that the way
You
we were
can
doing it, we
combine
were just looking
them
for the words period, each word in the index.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we were thinking
Yeah, you
about.
don't wanna
And
have all
then it's just saying, were these two words in any of these documents? And if it was, then we'd go closer and do that the next research.
Yeah.
To look for the exact term or the regular expression or
I
whatever.
guess just do some of the individual TFIDF for each term returned, and that generally will be a bit crude, but it will give you a score. And the higher, the more informative each term is for each team, it will give you a bit of money. It's pretty crude anyway, it's just looking for an island. But it's all it's going to do is look for separate. Oh, because then it's going to go into the NXT section and explain the
Yeah.
NXT
Or we choose the list of meetings that we
Yeah.
wanted to search to do that.
Yeah,
So.
that's true. So, yeah, that's pretty good.
Again, I just wonder if it's going to give us something cool, then yeah, I'll show you. If it's sort of like, if the NXT search is still got to be run to find these terms or these
Groups of
patterns.
terms. Yeah, without doing any like void terms.
Or also, like, do wildcards work for something like that? So if you're looking for wireless, wired, blah, 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 you do wire with a star and no?
Yeah, I don't
That's
know how that works.
Actually, that's a problem for me too, so.
That's yeah.
Yeah.
But the idea is that gives you an informative score. How you combine that is up to you. I guess there's lots in the literature.
Should work, yeah. Okay, who's, yeah.
If you
I should
were,
do that.
there's a whole load about it in Manning & Schultz. They've got a whole chunk about it. It's all just IRs and it's basically machine
Right?
training.
Okay.
They've got a big chapter on it. If you haven't got it on project.
Yeah, I've got somewhere.
Yeah, me too. Hundreds of
Yeah,
PDFs.
was, yeah, do the PDF, switch it to PostScript, switch it back to PDF.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's okay. Okay.
So, come back to start screen.
Oh, okay.
Well,
sort of decision.
I'm very unsure about what that should look like. I mean, we wanna for the part where you can choose the meeting, what kind of information do you want to have about the meeting? I mean the longer name obviously, if there is one, if they don't get any help. What the users that spoke? Users that took part?
Yeah.
Then that's
Written,
probably pretty much the same for the same group.
Probably for the most part. I mean, there'll be a set of people that
So
do
that'll
a subset
start
of people.
screening.
Yeah, just to give them an idea, a general idea of what there is and so they can pick out a particular user.
Search for stuff or start working on
Yeah, I guess so, yeah, I guess that's
Or
pretty
browse. Okay, like search, browse, like if you're looking for something specific, like is that what you're thinking? Like if they know exactly where they wanna go to, that meeting on December 3rd and just
Yeah.
wanna go there and see stuff, then they can
Yeah,
immediately go and
or
browse that.
yeah, I wanna look at the meeting where Senator spoke of that, you know, some sort of research group. I want that first meeting, look at that.
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking of different ways we can
Oh.
do that, like different
Oh.
buttons on the top, like if they're looking for a particular person, particular working group, particular whatever, and we just we could break things down like that to that level of detail if we want. Or we could
My
keep it
thing
more
with
general.
that, yeah, because we just wanna have a way of because as soon as they've got loaded their first meeting, they can browse through that quite nicely.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking like initially when they load up, what are the range of things that they want to do?
Yeah.
Like if they're part of X working group, they want to get in there. Do we want to say preferences?
What do you mean?
Well, if they're part of BDB working group, they're going to want to look at the BDB ones, that's going to default to them.
Well, how are we gonna know that?
Based on what they did last time.
Well, you
That's
can have
reasonable.
inside preferences.
Yeah.
You can have inside preferences, I guess.
But that would defy the whole point of browsing, right? If you only want to look at
Well, I'd call it favorites.
Yeah.
You can have a
Well,
favorite if you
you
want
just scroll
to,
down the
but
list and find your favorite one, I mean.
yeah, it's not enough information,
It's
is
not
to
like
know.
they come back every day and do the same browsing. Let's see what's
What
changed
was that?
today.
I forget. Okay. Well, no, I'm just getting back to the sort of what could be on the view starting screen.
Yeah.
Like there's just a range of things we could do. We could have like search options, browse options, and then just, I don't know, playing around with finding this. And then we can tie this into our evaluation tasks. And say, well, if you want to search for a meeting or search for a user in a particular meeting, then do this, blah, blah, blah. So we can,
Oh, right.
sort
Oh,
of,
okay.
guide them. It's just like, hey, my
Well.
task is to do this, and there's a button for it. Perfect.
No.
Yeah, it would be quite good if it has, yeah.
I wasn't gonna put any help in there, any sort of explanation of how the browser works, to be honest.
No,
Just
that's
the
not what
prompt.
I'm suggesting.
Search
I was just saying,
buttons.
like, these are just, like, a lot of programs, well, kind of lame programs, do have that sort of thing first, just because they don't want people to have to go through all the menus and search themselves and just, like, do commonly used tasks,
Gotcha.
or just exit and just let me use the program, as
Yeah.
well.
But I mean, the main thing, what you want to do is to view a meeting, right?
Well, or search something.
Search,
Yeah, or
yeah.
search, yeah.
Yeah. So
And
even if
frankly,
it just
like,
said
that.
two things, just said one said take you straight to this meeting and have a particular meeting, so we'll drop down here. And then another one that said search, and then just instantly play every search target.
Find specific meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you
Yeah. Or one that, yeah, or one.
Yeah, that all happens with the search.
Yeah.
Basically, either the user knows which meeting he wants to look at, and he just clicks on it, or he doesn't, and then he searches for one that sort of looks
It's just
like.
Well, the other thing to do is just have search as the default, just it opens and the search window opens. And that's the interface. And you just go from there.
Yeah.
And then that brings up the browser after you've searched for something. Or the search, but the search window could have on it something that said just has a drop-down menu that says just and a go button that said take me to this.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So that so
Inside the search ring, yeah.
yeah, so the only thing that comes up when you finish is a when you start, it's just one window like that. And it's got all the search stuff right down there. So this is a search. Just all here. And here is just go to wherever and a go button. And then from there it takes you to where you go
Yeah,
straight from.
that's what, yeah.
Yeah. And at the top it says welcome to our browser.
Yeah, that looks about right. But I'm unsure about how to put all the information in there. Because
Drop
we drop
down.
down menu, but we want all the information about the name, the longer name,
Oh, you
the
want
users.
Well,
How
we don't
do
actually have usernames, do we? Or that was codes,
we
like
No, it's
me,
codes
I
anyway.
know, whatever.
Maybe if they know the codes in other
Yeah, that's
corpus type
true.
thing.
In a case like that, we do want drop down, we don't want them to type them, do we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drop downs. Yep.
And allow multiple? No. Okay, you're just looking for one specific.
If you want to
Particular.
search a search, if you want to look for one meeting, just look at it.
Yeah,
Yes.
yeah. Yeah. But then, yeah, as I said,
That's two, that's.
And
Whereas you have two, one is one there, but when you've got two, one obviously one for speaker, and you can choose, you can go both for go or both for the other. Got both for both. Great.
No. I'm not saying you can pick a user. But you should come up with some list, but an extended list of the meetings. So, you know, you have a BDR, whatever it was called, earlier on. And then it gives you the longer name, blah. And then it gives you the, you know, the participants.
You could do Microsoft Study and hold it over and then pops up a thing.
Oh.
I was thinking that. But then,
is that complicated?
No, it's not. It's all online.
It's all set.
It's all set, yeah. I'm not trying that yet.
Well, let's do that then.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Is that not annoying? Do you have to
get out of the way?
You do that a lot, don't they? No, but you know, to search for a specific user, you have to hold your mouse there that long, wait for it to pop up.
Yeah, that's
annoying.
But that's why you could just have a list of your users then. And you just say, I want to look for this user. Great. Find me, and then it pulls up a list of all the ones we've got that user. And then you search them. But then you do a search. Maybe just leave it. Just have the meeting names there. And don't worry about the speakers. If they're doing speakers, they're doing search. It's not the same as doing a quick access.
Yeah. It'd just be nice to have some basic information on.
Yeah. Or you can have a text box there.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that. Updates.
Yeah, as you go over there. Then that doesn't get in the way.
Yeah, that's the best idea then. So you've got a drop down menu, a search button, not search, go button. And then some sort of field which updates and actually depending on what you've got highlighted.
Yeah, the full name and the speakers.
Yeah, that's
good. You can do all of that without even without being very near loading.
What does NOM actually sound for?
I think it's a Microsoft model.
Yeah.
I think that is the right corpus.
No, yeah, it is right. It's the right corpus. Yeah. Not right corpus, and then you've got not right elements.
You've got lots of NOM something, and then night something, and then N something.
Yeah, the N ones are interfaces and the night one of the ways around, one's an interface and one's actually an implemented class. Because you go back enough. And the what's the name of it? The API is alright, but there's not a lot of description.
Yeah.
It's very clear.
No. And most of the descriptions are hints to each other saying,
yeah,
you've got to update this, Jonathan. this is unintelligible. Right.
Yeah. So you end up just a set of returns are N. Text box. Okay, what's that? No, it's an implementation of an N text.
Yeah.
Interface. What's that? Oh, it's an extended version of it. Oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Not there.
Right. So, anyone else got anything to say? Do we want another meeting at the end of the week? We've kind of
might be useful. Right?
Yeah.
And prior to
meetings. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to do quite a bit of work this week, so I'll probably want to talk about
it. Yeah, actually, I should
definitely.
And we want to have the meetings on Tuesday or at all. So, do you want to arrange this? Get this one earlier. Maybe?
If you like.
Well, we can discuss that on Friday if you have it.
Friday?
Yeah, sure.
What time?
Possibly, kind of. Usually, I
mean,
it's a break.
Yeah, but that'd be
although, well, I don't know because it's loud and trying to get some work done. Maybe for going to the rest of
yeah.
I've got a doctor's
appointment at 10 to 2.
Right.
What?
Friday morning?
3 o'clock?
Or
do you want to get up?
I don't know, maybe I do, I'm not sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I think she's got a class at 11. We've all got class, well, three of us have class at 12.
How about
so you say 3 o'clock and then if there's a serious problem.
Or you could try one. You could try shortly after. One, yeah. Well, yeah. One would be a long meeting. Would you want to? No, probably. If one's about to meet, then
No, that would only be the phone. What?
It's fine, it's way better than
What
here.
rate, like, you know, 5 or 6?
Three's better than five or six.
Yeah.
What's 3 o'clock? Let's say three
Just three,
o'clock.
so say 3 o'clock and then if there's a problem with that, then if 3 o'clock's a problem, 5 or 6 will be a problem. Not likely yet, but I don't think that will be, I'm not sure.
Right. I'll write this meeting up and I'll send it to Emily as well.
Is she collecting them?
No.
You just sent it to her.
Because she's not here.
I mean, is she collecting? Oh, right! Oh, yeah, sorry.
I
Yeah. School
collect
committee.
meeting summaries.
I thought somebody was collecting them for that. Well, that's what I thought you
Yeah,
meant.
no, we should probably do that next time.
Then we know who's missed them.
So,
Honestly.
can we just repeat briefly what we've spoken about? So we've done the progress on the speaker characterization. Who does the speaker characterization? We've mentioned topic labeling with keywords.
Yeah.
We discussed if the set should be ranked. And Michael, do you have anything to add?
There's just sort of the basic implementation stuff that I was wondering about, but it should be fine. It's just a quick question.
I'm
We
sorry.
did we decide whether it should be ranked? No? For
No.
now?
Oh, well, basically not unless you've got time for it at the end.
Yeah.
It'd
Well,
be nice at the end.
I kind of think it would complicate things quite a bit and not bring us a lot. Just because if it is like independently doing the words for a particular document, it's not really getting them together. Like if someone's looking for a particular term. I don't know, just don't know if it would bring us that much.
I think it would.
Also?
Yeah. I think it would give you the most relevant result.
If they're looking for, like I say, sunny day, and you know, sunny shows up in this document, day shows up when they're not together. Or if they are, I don't know, it just doesn't, you're looking for that term, and relevance is kind of irrelevant because if the term shows up, it shows up.
No, but for things like if you search for language, then you have some topics which have as a, you know, some meetings which have as a topic language. They specifically speak about language and they use that word like in every sentence. And then you've got those that just mention it briefly, like once or twice, saying, you know, my language is German or something stupid that you don't really want. So you want to distinguish those somehow, or be nice, anyway.
Yeah, that would be
And
helpful
that's
though,
for
because
single
terms, it would be
word.
very useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For multiple terms, unless you want to do something. There will be a way of doing it for multiple terms.
For multiple terms, we can just do
Or
something really
bits.
simple. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could do it and override it by the. You could just ignore the ranking if it doesn't show up together.
Yeah.
Or you could
Well,
penalize it, you could just put
but
a
you still
weight
have to do
to
the
it.
search, you still have to do the NXT search, right?
Yeah, you do the
Doesn't
NXT
show up.
search, so it does put them together,
Yeah.
either disregard it or put a weighting against
Yeah.
it. So
Yeah.
if you can, how many pairs you
Well, it
get,
wouldn't show up on the search results if
yeah,
it just didn't exist.
just
Yeah. So
Yeah.
they just
just
next.
disregard it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
Mm.
you just do it really simply, you know.
Yeah.
You'll
Okay.
have the results
We'll have
as
to talk
before.
to Pernilla about this then,
Yeah,
just
let's
to
Yeah,
see how she's doing this. Because we are
yeah.
using that. I mean, it does make sense for that, but actually,
It doesn't have to be all intelligent.
Yeah.
Because
I
some
like
things
some
you're
of
going to get
those.
a lot of results for.
Yeah, that's
And
true.
if the one that you got just happened to be at the bottom, but it was actually the most relevant one,
Well, the
something like
thing
that
is
would push
also,
it up.
I mean, if it's, well, yeah. Yeah, okay, switching. I know we could actually put that like on the list of meetings to get returned. There were 15 meetings of languages in, and it's going to show you those
Yeah.
and rank them as to which is the highest.
Which is the highest.
Yeah, okay, I see that.
And also, if there's something like sunny day, the if sunny and day aren't mentioned together a lot, but sunny time is mentioned once, that its term will be low, it will push down the other one if you combine them, if you just add them
Well,
together.
the thing is, I mean, that'll be exactly how we're doing it now. Like, we're just looking for the two words separately and see if they exist in the same document. If they do, then there's a possibility that they occur together. And then we do the NXT search on that document.
Yeah, but you have no ranking system at the moment, so if something's an amazing, highly ranked thing from the TF-IDF, it could just be ignored because it falls off the bottom of the. I'm presuming now you have your. Do you return all results for all? Say you type language and it returns 75 meetings.
Well, right now it's not doing anything, so I don't know
Well, it's
what
not
it's
that
doing.
many meetings.
But
Yeah,
yeah.
there are only 70, but there are 75 meetings.
Is there really?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
they do return 75, well, where do you stop? How do you rank them or something? Well, returns 20, even if it returns 20, if you cut it for 10, do you rank them?
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
What's the threshold?
Look through them all.
Through them all.
It would be useful as well for a word like language that might occur in all of them, but you want to find the one that actually contains it usefully somehow. You know, you still want to be able to search for the word language. In a sense. Well, we'll discuss it here on Friday.
So is that it?
Yeah.
Done?
Tick.
Tick.
Okay.
Time up already.
Does anyone know where?
She's just across the way. So have you looked at the SP2 coursework?
No.
Well,
very briefly, I mean, I worked through some of the stuff just as class was over the other. Well, there's he's trying to get it working.
Where?
It's a very good thing.
Yeah.
Is it a bit hard? Well, I just did basic like manuscripts.
So it hasn't given us a thing that says what we've got to do yet.
No, I don't think it's a document, which maybe we'll get.